Kramer with Mission Network News. It's no secret, U.S. college students are busy, busy people. But InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is helping them keep Christ central.
If we challenge them to enter into the historic mission of God, you're tapping into who they were made to be and what God's story is all about.
InterVarsity's York Moore is visiting several campuses this week, connecting college kids with the Great Commission. He's also showing them where they can take the next steps through Urbana 15.
Learning from the persecuted church is part of our way of challenging students to say, look, this is the way forward. As the darkness grows dark in the United States and around the world, this is the way forward.
The end goal is connecting students with the purpose that God has designed for their life.
Really, the ethos of InterVarsity has always been about making world changers.
And as Moore connects one-on-one with college kids,
I do hope in my interactions with students here on this campus to inspire people to reach for more, to dream big. And Urbana can be a part of that.
We caught up with Moore at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he was meeting with students and he spoke at CU's chapel service.
One of the things that I preached on today was Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, which in my mind is kind of the epicenter of the story of God. It's a turning point in the story of God. What comes after that is this incredibly violent, volatile period of time where God begins to make all things new.
You can learn more about InterVarsity and Urbana 15 at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you pray for your world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.